Capitalism and communism. Capitalism and communism are two fundamentally different economic and political systems that have shaped much of the modern world's history. Understanding their principles, strengths, and weaknesses is essential for comprehending the dynamics of global politics and economics. Capitalism is an economic system characterized by private ownership of the means of production and the operation of businesses for profit. The core principles of capitalism include private property, market competition, voluntary exchange, and the motive of profit. Private property. In capitalism, individuals and businesses own property and resources. This private ownership is believed to incentivize innovation and productivity, as owners are directly invested in the success of their property and enterprises. Market competition. Markets in capitalist economies are competitive. Businesses vie for consumers' attention and money, which drives innovation, improves quality, and reduces prices. Competition is seen as a crucial element that benefits consumers and spurs economic growth. Voluntary exchange. Transactions in a capitalist economy are voluntary, meaning that goods and services are exchanged freely between parties. This principle underscores the belief in the market's ability to allocate resources efficiently based on supply and demand. Profit motive. The driving force in capitalism is profit. Businesses and individuals operate to generate profits, which fuels investment, expansion, and job creation. The pursuit of profit is seen as a positive force that drives economic development and wealth creation. Capitalism is often associated with political systems that emphasize individual freedoms and democratic governance. The United States is a prime example of a capitalist economy with a democratic political system. However, capitalism can exist in various forms, including laissez-faire capitalism with minimal government intervention and regulated capitalism, where the government plays a more active role in regulating markets and addressing inequalities. Strengths of capitalism. Economic efficiency. Capitalism is often lauded for its efficiency in resource allocation. Market competition ensures that resources are used where they are most valued, leading to high levels of productivity and innovation. Wealth creation. Capitalist economies tend to generate significant wealth. The profit motive drives investment and innovation, leading to economic growth and higher standards of living. Consumer choice. A hallmark of capitalism is the wide array of choices available to consumers. Competition leads to a diverse market with numerous products and services catering to varied preferences and needs. individual freedom. Capitalism is closely linked with individual liberties. The system allows individuals to pursue their economic interests, start businesses, and accumulate wealth without excessive government interference. Weaknesses of capitalism. Weaknesses of capitalism. Income inequality. One of the most significant criticisms of capitalism is the disparity in wealth and income it can create. The system often leads to significant inequalities with a concentration of wealth in the hands of a few. Market failures. Capitalist markets can sometimes fail to allocate resources efficiently, leading to issues like monopolies, environmental degradation, and economic bubbles. Exploitation. The pursuit of profits can sometimes lead to the exploitation of workers, poor working conditions, and inadequate wages, especially in the absence of strong labor protections. Short-term focus. Capitalism can foster a focus on short-term gains rather than long-term sustainability. Businesses may prioritize immediate profits over the well-being of employees, communities, and the environment. Communism. Communism is an economic and political system characterized by collective ownership of the means of production and the absence of class distinctions. The core principles of communism include common ownership, planned economy, abolition of private property, and classlessness. Common ownership. In a communist system, property and resources are owned collectively by the community. The idea is to eliminate private ownership, to prevent exploitation and ensure that resources are distributed equitably. Planned economy. Communist economies are typically planned and controlled by the state. Central planning aims to allocate resources efficiently and meet the needs of the entire population rather than allowing market forces to dictate outcomes. Abolition of private property. Communism seeks to abolish private property to eliminate economic disparities and class distinctions. All property is owned communally and wealth is shared based on need rather than individual accumulation. Classlessness. A key goal of communism is to create a classless society where there are no distinctions between the rich and the poor. The elimination of class structures is intended to lead to social harmony and equality. Communism is closely associated with political systems that are authoritarian or totalitarian, as centralized control is often necessary to enforce the principles of communism. Strengths of communism. Economic inequality. Communism aims to eliminate the disparities in wealth and income that capitalism can create. By distributing resources according to need, communism seeks to ensure that everyone has access to the essentials of life. Social cohesion. The absence of class distinctions is intended to foster social cohesion and reduce conflicts based on economic disparities. Everyone is seen as equal, contributing to a sense of community and collective well-being. Focus on long-term goals. Central planning in communism allows for a focus on long-term societal goals rather than short-term profits. This can lead to investment in infrastructure, education, and healthcare that benefit society as a whole. Elimination of exploitation. By abolishing private property and profit motives, communism seeks to eliminate the exploitation of workers. The aim is to create fair working conditions and ensure that everyone benefits from the fruits of their labor. Weaknesses of communism. Economic inefficiency. Centralized planning can lead to inefficiencies in resource allocation. Without the signals provided by market prices, communist economies may struggle to match supply with demand, leading to shortages and surpluses. Lack of incentives. The absence of profit motives and competition can reduce incentives for innovation and productivity. Individuals and businesses may lack the motivation to excel without a prospect of financial reward. Authoritarianism. Communist states often rely on authoritarian governance to maintain control and enforce economic policies. This can lead to the suppression of individual freedoms and human rights abuses. Bureaucratic inertia. Centralized planning can lead to cumbersome and inflexible bureaucracies. Decision-making processes can become slow and unresponsive to changing circumstances and needs. In conclusion, capitalism and communism represents two distinct approaches to organizing society and managing economies. Capitalism emphasizes individual freedom, private property, and market competition, leading to economic growth and innovation, but also potential inequalities and market failures. Communism, on the other hand, seeks to create a classless society with common ownership and central planning, aiming for economic equality and social cohesion, but often facing challenges of inefficiency, lack of incentives, and authoritarianism. Understanding the strengths and weaknesses of both systems is crucial for analyzing their impacts on global history and contemporary society.